It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning, Josh?
I'm about as good as can be expected with a back injury.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not a good thing. Yeah, we missed the show last week because you were kind of out of service there. But
yeah, and I'm slowly trying to get back into service. You know,
okay, well, don't rush it.
Well, I'm trying not to, but...
All right. Well, hope you get well.
No, thank you very much.
Back injuries.
Just to give everybody out there a heads up who wants to come visit me at the office or try and reach me by phone, I'm going to be in and out periodically for appointments and things. So
okay. So call ahead.
Yes, please do call ahead just to make sure I'm around.
Sounds good. Well, shall we salute a veteran? Or no, we're not saluting a veteran today.
No, I was unable to. You know, with that CrowdStrike thing, I was unable to get into my computer this morning until a half-hour call with IT. So,
all right.
Unfortunately, we're not saluting a veteran today, but we're going to salute all veterans.
That's right. We'll salute them all, and we'll salute another one next week.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
But we'll talk about the topic at hand here. VA is beginning transition to simpler online sign-in experience.
That's a good thing.
Yes. Excuse me. The VA sent out a news release on July 17th announcing an easier way for veterans to manage their online VA.gov information. VA announced plans to start transitioning veterans over the next year to a more modern, streamlined online login process to access benefit and health care services. It's a step in VA and the Biden administration's comprehensive efforts to safeguard and protect veteran data and their beneficiaries. With VA support, veterans will transition to one of two sign-in options to access VA.gov, VA mobile applications, or other VA online services. They can use login.gov or ID.me accounts. Veterans can begin this transition now by visiting va.gov/sign-in-changes to learn how to create a verified login.gov or ID.me account. Process takes about 10 minutes. Some of the online application or online access instructions are 19 pages long, and I don't like to, you know, that'd be difficult for me to follow, and I grew up on computers, let alone other people to follow.
That's right.
So they still accept the old ways, but, you know, it is, computers aren't going away, so.
No, I don't think so. Not anytime soon, anyway.
No, nope, not at all. So veterans and other beneficiaries will no longer be able to use usernames or passwords for MyHealthyVet after January 31st of next year or DS Logon after September 30th of next year. After these deadlines, veterans who have not yet transitioned will still be able to access their data and resume managing their benefits and services, created their new account. Modern accounts like login.gov or ID.me enhance the existing security and safety of online interactions, offering a robust defense against unauthorized access and identity theft, according to Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer Kurt Delbeny. Transition is all about putting the veteran first by streamlining accounts, simplifying access, and providing tailored support. They're empowering veterans in a more user-friendly and modernized online experience that caters to their needs. Key aspects of this transition include increased protection for veterans and enhanced security compliance, which VA is committed to implementing the President's executive order on improving the nation's cybersecurity, calls for sign-in accounts to meet modern security standards for identity verification and multi-factor authentication. This transition ensures compliance with the regulations and provides a more secure experience for veterans, particularly by retiring the MyHealthyVet sign-in option. Another aspect is a simplified experience. While still providing options in response to veteran feedback and meet the goals of the transforming federal customer experience and service delivery to rebuild trust in government, this transition consolidates sign-in options for a simplified experience. Login.gov and ID.me accounts may be used across many other government websites, such as Social Security accounts, providing with a more streamlined experience. Efficient and reliable service VA's transition to login.gov and IDME accounts increases veterans' reliable access to online services by reducing downtime. I know I've been using an IDME account for several things over the years, and it does simplify the process a lot quicker. It is kind of a pain to get started with an IDME account, but in the long run, it does help quite a bit. It's estimated that this transition will impact approximately 3 million veterans and other beneficiaries who do not yet use login.gov or IDME accounts to access VA's online services. VA is dedicated to supporting veterans through this transition. During the next several months, VA will work to communicate this change to all veterans, particularly those who currently leverage My Healthy Vet or DS Logon credentials. Training and resources will be provided to help VA staff and service organizations support veterans in selecting the account multi-factor authentication option, which best suits their needs. Includes assistance tailored to the unique needs of veterans who use assistive devices and screen readers. Through the transition and beyond, veterans are always able to manage their benefits and services by phone or in person at VA locations. You can go to va.gov/sign-in-changes. Or you can contact my office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line, too.
And you have that number, Andy?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. Normally, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Like I said, I was out all last week with a back injury that's still bugging me, but I'm going to try and be in most of this week as well. Between appointments and things like that. So,
all right.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Very good. Well, Josh, take care of yourself there. Get well and get that back healed up. We'll see you again next Monday morning.
We'll try. Thank you.
All right. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veterans Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. K&D Painting and Construction is ready.